Welcome to the new show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And like I said, you're listening to the new show on Active FM, and I'm here to give you the lowdown on what's happening in the world around you, from general news to politics and beyond. And this week, we're going to be looking at more of the general slash politics slash beyond news, and we're going to be looking at the education system here in South Africa. Now, obviously, we're in a new year. It's 2021, and a lot happened in the education system last year with kids going to school, and the matrics had a lot of pressure because they never really went to school every single day. And I know for public schools, they didn't really have the resources to do online schooling and stuff like that. But now we're going to look, take a dive into the educational system, and we're going to look at the 13 subjects. So now last year, the Minister of Education, the basic education, basically announced 13 new subjects that were going to be introduced into schools this year. And that's what we're going to be speaking about, the 13 new subjects. Now, if you know about high school, you know that you already have quite a few subjects to choose from. So now they've added 13 new subjects, and most of these subjects will be compulsory because they will be included in high school. So secondary school, our high school is from grade 8 all the way to matric, which is 8th grade to your final year. So I think it would be seniors in some countries and stuff. But our grade 8s and 9, so the 8th graders and the 9th graders in South Africa don't choose their subjects, so they have compulsory subjects, and then from grade 10 is when they actually begin to choose the subjects that they want to do. So some of these subjects will be compulsory because they will be introduced in 8th grade. So that's what we're going to be speaking about today. It's going to be quite interesting, especially if you do have a kid here in South Africa that is going to be attending school. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix, right here on the new show on Active FM. Radio has never been better.
Do you love radio?
Well, of course, if you're listening to
and all your entertainment.
Now, Basic Education Minister Angie Motshekga, pardon my pronunciation, has published a new curriculum for public comment, which will introduce a number of new subjects at the country's school, which is South Africa. She said that the policy will amend the curriculum and assessment policy statement, which is CAPS. So I know when I was in grade 10, that's when the curriculum we were using was CAPS. So this new curriculum or this new policy will amend that through the introduction of 13 additional subjects for grade 8 and 9 students. Many of these subjects are aimed to directly helping school-leaving pupils who will not necessarily complete grade 12 or enter university. So already they're catering for their failure, basically. That's what they're saying. They're saying that the reason that they're introducing these subjects is because a lot of these students, they're catering for students who will not really finish matric. That's what they're saying. So they want to give them the skill before they drop out, basically. So already they're starting on a note of, hey guys, we know that some of y'all are going to drop out of school. The proposed subjects cover a wide range of fields, including agriculture, arts and various technology subjects. And if you go onto the Department of Education, you can find a link with all these subjects. But we're going to go through these 13 subjects. Now, the first one is agricultural studies. The subject aims to teach the learner agricultural practices specifically focused on general farming tools and equipment safety and communication. It also focuses on plant production and gardening, soil and conservation, animal production, business practices, entrepreneurship, value adding and processing. The second subject is ancillary healthcare. Ancillary healthcare studies is the study of various interrelated themes to enable learners to understand the meaning of health and wellness, as well as how to apply their newly acquired knowledge in everyday life. This will include application in caring for themselves, others in their family and community, as well as their place of work. This subject aims to provide an educational experience to enable learners to acquire sufficient knowledge to demonstrate a general understanding of the concepts health and wellness as these relate to our daily lives, recognize that health needs are influenced by the stage of life, apply promotion strategies, and understand the role of functions of employers and employees in the workplace according to the Occupational Health and Safety Act. The third one is arts and design. The department basically said the main purpose of the subject is to develop learners as creative, imaginative individuals who appreciate the arts and who have the basic knowledge and skills to participate in arts activities and to prepare themselves for possible further studies in the art form of their choice in further education and training. Basically, and then the next one they say is that they're going to be introducing to grade 8 and 9 pupils are civil technology. The aim of the subject, civil technology, is to develop the skill levels of learners from grade 8 to 9 to such an extent that they will be able to enter a career pathway at a further education and training college or at a university immediately after obtaining their national senior certificate. Then the next one is consumer studies. Now, when I first saw consumer studies, I know that here in South Africa, the subject consumer studies is usually about cooking and stuff, but this is not what this consumer studies is about. Some of the issues that learners will learn in grade 8 and 9 in consumer studies will include consumer rights and responsibilities, consumer protection policies, channels for complaints, how to evaluate food outlets, clothing outlets, furniture and appliances, how to evaluate design features of interiors, responsible buying behavior, and ways to curb global warming. Do you see how they've actually introduced global warming? What does that have to do with consumer rights and things like that? Anyway, the next one is digital technology. Digital technology is the use of computers, application, and internet technologies to enable users to communicate, create, store, distribute, and manage information, as well as to solve real-life problems using appropriate tools and techniques. Topics that will be studied in digital technologies will include system technologies, keyboard, typing, tutor, word processing, spreadsheets, digital citizenship, computational thinking, coding, block-based code tools should be used, such as Scratch, MicroBit, and similar stuff to that. So this is quite an interesting subject that they're introducing, because when you go into schools, especially public schools and stuff, kids that come out of that really don't know how to use a computer or a spreadsheet properly. So this is a very, very interesting topic. And then the next one is early childhood development. Under early childhood development, also known as ECD, the learner will be able to do the following: understand how ECD centers are managed, maintain a healthy and safe environment, develop teaching and learning resources, understand how babies, toddlers, and young children develop, demonstrate how to care for babies, toddlers, and young children. This subject is a bit sketchy for me, because obviously last year we spoke about it, that they were wanting to introduce sex education for young kids, and I'm sure that this is one of the things that they're going to be learning in the early childhood development stuff, and that is a very scary subject that they're going to be introducing into the high schools. Now, the next one is electrical technology. This electrical technology aims to equip the learner with a firm foundation in electrical, electronics, and digital principles. The next one, which is also quite interesting, is hairdressing, beauty, and nail technology. They'll be introducing this to grade 8. Now, in grades 8 and 9, the personal care, hairdressing, beauty, and nail care technology, in the subject, the learner will study the personal care industry, maintain a clean and safe sanitized work environment, professional conduct, communication with clients, time management, and offering a service to paying clients. The next one is hospitality. They will learn hospitality as well. So that has to do with the hospitality, the kitchen planning, restaurants, how restaurants operate and stuff. The next one is maintenance and upholstery. So they'll with this, they'll basically learn the foundation of maintenance, which include general handyman, how a general handyman works, maintenance manager assistant, building managers, and stuff. The next one that they'll be learning is mechanical technology. Now, under this subject, a learner will be able to adhere to and identify safe working practices and demonstrate safe working conditions daily, also adopting proper safety and first aid procedures. Something else that they will learn as well is wholesale and retail. This could be quite overwhelming for a lot of students, especially grade 8 to 9, where they come out of primary school and stuff. They're used to specific subjects. Now they jump into high school and the world isn't back to normal. There is still regulations that have been put in place, and schools need to start adapting to certain things, and kids are adapting to certain things. I mean, last year they hardly were in school and stuff, and all these subjects seem quite overwhelming to add on to the other subjects that the kids have already. Now, under this subject, a learner will be able to explain the role of all role players and stakeholders in the industry and analyze an income statement and receive stock and explain requirements for dispatch of stock, explain how to record sales, accept and record payments and cash up and deposit taking. So those are all the 13 subjects that are planned to be introduced into the school system, into the educational system, especially for grade 8 and 9. Now, I'm not too sure yet if they're going to make it compulsory, because these are quite a lot of subjects, and it could be overwhelming for a lot of students, thinking about the public schools and things like that. And it's going to be a very, very interesting educational year this year, and I want to see what's going to happen. I want to see what these subjects are going to do, and I feel like they can still bring in these subjects, but not because make a reason saying that most of these kids are going to drop out, because you're already setting these kids up for failure, and I don't think that's fair to the kid themselves. And that is it for the news show this week. Let me know your thoughts. Do you think that these are way too many subjects to add for grade 8 and 9? Or do you think that this is actually perfect? It will bring up their skill from a young age all the way through to adulthood and stuff like that? Let me know on our social media platforms. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. Right here on the news show on Active FM Radio has never been better.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade on 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
So we were speaking about the educational system and the subjects that they're planning on introducing into schools, especially for grade 8 and 9. We're not too sure whether it's compulsory or not, but they're quite interesting subjects. Now, I want to know what your thoughts are. Do you think that it's too much? Do you think that it's more than enough? Do you think that it's the perfect amount of subjects, and the subjects that they're including are quite cool? So let me know your thoughts. We're on Instagram at ActiveFM777. We are on Facebook /ActiveFM. We are on Twitter at ActiveFM. And we are on Parler at ActiveFM. And you can download our awesome, awesome shows on www.activefm.co.za. You can also download our shows on Google Podcasts and on Apple Podcasts. And we also on Spotify. So get downloading. Let us know your thoughts. And you know what? Tell the whole world about our shows and the new show, and just get downloading. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And like I said, you were listening to the new show on Active FM, where radio has never been better. See you next week.
Active FM, radio has never been better.